presented in cooperation with Federal Communication Commission field offices in every city of the United States of America.
Yeah, right.
The land of the free, home of the brave.
Responsible for, I think, especially Best Picture, because Best Picture is sort of like everybody involved. I mean, not that both of them are. A picture, I know people love to sound off about auteurism and all that sort of thing, but I think every picture is an ensemble of men and women who are working very hard. And
The original title of this talk was supposed to be Copyright and Globalization. And if you look at globalization, what you see is that it's carried out by a number of policies which are done in the name of economic efficiency, or so-called free trade treaties, which really are designed to give business power over laws and policies. They're not really about free trade. They're about a transfer of power.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't do anything.
I mean, it's so funny. So you visit me almost every weekend as a bird.
Maintain 2000 till intercepting a localizer. Cleared ILS runway 4 right approach.
Some grievous, some joy, memories.
Runway 04 right, Newark altimeter is 2, Niner Niner 2. Continental 525, turn left heading 140, maintain 6.
Maintain 5,329.
Clear jet 64, contact 154.765K.
Memories.
Please let that mean you're finished.
Yes.
Oh.
We're here all week.
Two heavy contact quality center now, 135.1.
Ed, tell her once about this. Did it back and I
only got so much room. My airspace is finite.
Hey, everybody, Ed's going down the pipes.
I'm not going down the pipes.
Yeah, you are. Happens every time you use the word finite.
Correction below you.
Below you. Below me. Correcting.
Any chance that you take an Allegheny 269?
Allegheny 2629. Sure, I got room for the whole fleet.
You don't have to take that.
So you take a load.
Don't be a
single. Off the
Weber.
Off the Weber.
Allegheny 2629. We're used to speed to 180 knots. Altimeter 29 or 9 or 2.
180-2629.
KLM 3729, 2 o'clock, 3 miles east, southeastbound, level 3,000 feet, EconoJet. I'm putting him ahead of you. Caution, wake, turbulence.
Got him in sight, 3729.
Thanks, tell you what, turn 20 degrees left. I want to keep you on the ILS.
Okay.
Thank you.
idea about what you want to do next, but you don't remember what you just did? I mean, I'm exactly the opposite.
How long have I been staying here?
4 days.
And you're holding my calls?
Like you said.
Okay. But this guy's an exception. You know this guy?
They also neglect to say that during the time since the Gulf War, they say they develop all these new weapons, new technology. There's even this debate, should we be bombing Iraq? I'm not sure if people have followed this debate. Well, the United States is bombing Iraq. They're bombing Iraq on a regular basis. In fact, they escalated the bombings last week.
each book vastly different, yet still related by the web of history, the start of our lives, and the river of becoming that we refer to by the most intimate and indefinable of words, the most mysterious word of them all, time. Time.
And to the Republicans,
missiles from 2,000 miles away. That's cowardly.
That is a
staying in the airplane when it hits the building. Say what you want about it, not cowardly. You're right.
Mickey, wake up.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I was wondering, in terms of sex, what do you like? Do you like a finger in your ass?
Excuse me?
Yeah, some guys do. You know, they like it when you're having sex, and then you reach down and put a finger in just a little bit. Do you like that? Or do you just like your balls rubbed?
Yeah, I like my balls rubbed.
Would you like me to do that now? Could I rub your balls?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, actually, no, it's not a good time, actually.
Oh, how about tomorrow at work? Could I rub your balls at work?
I don't think that's a good time either.
Or we could get a blanket. I could put it over your lap and I could rub your sweet balls on the L train.
Okay, you know what? You gotta go. Okay, you really do. You really gotta go.
I just want to rub your balls.
I know, but you gotta go.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Sensation. In other words, it must be able to stimulate the nerves within the ear to be transferred onto the brain.
Of the orbit that you're in. Similarly, as we have talked of giving the collective unconscious the slip, two very important concepts are involved there. That of conceiving and perceiving, and that of establishing dominion as a replacement for your usual domination. Critical concepts that are essential.
And who treats the actors as if they were not human.
Thank you.
truly plan to give the collective unconscious the slip, even from time to time, if not entirely. At conceiving as it goes beyond just rearranging what you already know. It goes beyond the use of imagination, but it is to develop something new, something that hasn't been. Intuition is obviously an integral part of that. And similarly, as perception moves beyond that of mere understanding, it lies within the realm that is that of intuition, and therefore critical to conceiving and perceiving is an awareness and an operating awareness with intuition. And clearly, with moving out of domination into the position of having dominion, one of the most key factors is that of the co-creating capacity with God, Goddess, all that is. Not to manipulate God, Goddess, all that is, to try to quote out smart God, Goddess, all that is into giving you the reality you want, tricking them. This is rather arrogant to assume one can do, but nonetheless. It is to co-create with, to decide together, and then to individually be responsible for that which you create.
It's a mistake, Mickey. I don't think you should be having lunch with this girl.
She's my assistant. Why is it a mistake?
It's a mistake because you have to ask. You obviously doubt yourself. You doubt your integrity.
That's not true. I don't doubt my integrity. I just, you know, she's very hot, this girl. I've been thinking about her a lot lately.
Thinking about her in what way?
What do you think I've been thinking about?
I see, now that's not good. Thoughts like that are not good. You gotta guard your mind, Mickey, like it's a fortress.
Yeah, the problem is the fortress is running 80 channels of porn 8 hours a day. That's the problem.
I got the secret of the universe, Mickey. You want it?
The secret of the universe? No, I don't want that. You have any gum?
Everything starts first in the mind, and then it becomes a reality. You gotta guard your thoughts like they're diamonds. You know what? Better yet, guard them like they're missiles. Want to know what Carol and I do? Want to know what we do sex-wise?
Tell me slowly in case I have to cut you off.
We watch tapes. Positive programming. These tapes, they deal with intimacy and the tools a man needs to keep things fresh in his brain as well as his shorts.
Is that a man with big dick mentality or small dick mentality?
computers, I recently wrote a piece expressing great agony about the possibility of the ebook, because I had had the dreadful experience of, with a Hewlett Packard handheld computer, which could just be moved by a button, of reading or trying to read a perfectly 50th rate book by Michael Crichton called Timeline on a screen. And of course, ultimately, my greatest dread is of that great ocean called the Internet. I've said this before, in print and on radio. Frequently, young people passionately protest, and they move me by their protest. They say, Professor Bloom, I am poor. How can you be against a mode that makes works available to me that otherwise I simply could not afford? And that does, I admit, with great sorrow, shut me up to some degree. But they are elite individuals. They don't need to be warned. What I fear are the young who will drown in this ocean, in which a common grayness will silver everything.
It seems like eternity.
Pirate Busters, the only national program to bring you authentic FCC case histories. Pirate Busters, an American crusade against criminal radio communications. The kid next door is discussing a matter of life and death with FCC Field Office Director J. Eager Heaver.
Gee, Mr. Heaver, I don't know where to begin.
We have a saying here at the FCC, Tommy. Begin at the very beginning.
Yes, sir. At first, the universe was one big atom. Then...
Friend, right?
What makes you think he's my friend?
I just saw you together, that's all.
He's not my friend.
Okay.
If he calls or if he shows up here, you give me a call in my room, okay?
What, his name's Teddy?
Teddy, yeah.
All right.
Look, I hope my condition is not going to be a problem for you.
No, not as long as you remember to pay the bill.
Yeah, okay.
40.
40.
No. This guy... here, all right.
Lenny!
I'm going to get my tea, let my tea get nice and strong because I need a boost this morning. I'm very tired. I have something quite exciting happening in my life, and that is that I auditioned for a play, and I was cast as the leading lady, and it's very, very exciting. It's a romantic comedy of errors set in the 14th century, and I play a woman who's very unconventional, strong-willed, passionate, who's very misunderstood by society, and she is accused of being a witch. And so it's kind of interesting. I definitely relate to the character.
Talking about how we're harassed as some sort of badge of authenticity or courage or even an indictment of our reality. What we do is we never discuss harassment because that gives these guys two edges. First of all, they take it as a win. Second of all, it discourages other whistleblowers from coming forward.
Sense, doesn't it? Except that the problem with most conventional subliminal tapes you buy is that the subliminal track is recorded very close to or below these limits of physical sensation, which means that little or none of the message content ever reaches your brain.
So rather than being one of these all-inclusive nothing words, or rather than being something you better be suspicious of and wait until you get old to do it, we would suggest if you will open yourself up to consider and to explore and even to for a while try on balance, you will discover the dynamic energy that it is. You will discover the unique technique that it can become in the uniqueness and the elegance of your creation. Manifest the reality around you, rather than playing around and delaying and stalling in a world that is speeding up. Balance in our sensing is not something that withdraws, that pulls you away from your experience, but indeed helps you dive into the midst of it. Indeed helps you dive into the midst of it, into the thick of it, into your experience.
Our book is in its 10th printing, and we have reached about 40 million people.
I'll be at El Morocco. Where's your coat?
Did you need saving tips?
Hello, Sid.
Arthur?
Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
Hi, Sid. You want a table?
No, it just happened. Leo Botha been in?
Hey, he's having supper with the missus. She's over there, and he's... Oh, I see him. Thanks. Hello, Leo. How goes the Sunday piece on cigarette barrels?
Who told you about it?
A cigarette girl, Rita. And she took out all the hairpins, too.
Never had the pleasure of meeting your wife. You know what I wonder, Leo? I wonder maybe you can use a hot little item for tomorrow's column.
What is this, blackmail?
Be it.
Leo, I've never had the pleasure of meeting your wife.
Sidney Falco, Loretta.
How do you do, Mr. Falco?
How do you do?
If you know anything about the horses, sit down. Help yourself to a glass of this New York State champagne
that my husband buys me.
These imported wines aren't what they're cracked up to be.
Whose side are you on, Mr. Falco? His or mine?
Frankly, I'm a neutral observer for the United Nations.
What's your first name?
Sidney.
The horse running tomorrow by that name.
Why don't you stop this business with the $2 bets?
Compensation, Leo, for the marginal life we lead.
Sidney, did you hear the story about the cloak and suitor?
Oh, that's right. You tell him and I read it in Hunsaker's column first.
Oh, you a spy for the other side?
No, I actually sat down to give Leo an item.
Leo, he wants to give you an item. Don't be sullen.
Will you mind your own business?
Hitler.
In case you want to use it, it's a line. No names mentioned. For your private information, the guy's name is Dallas.
There's not a single name here that gives off vibrations.
Is there anything with a name like Cigarette Girl?
Cigarette Girl. No, there's no name here like that.
I don't print blind items.
What is this, chess or checkers?
Neither does Hunsaker. He likes to use the real names.
Waiter, the check.
Why are we running? What am I missing here?
This man is trying to hold a gun to my head.
Shotgun. That's the horse. Shotgun and the fifth.
Well, you want to tell my wife something? What? What, Sidney?
I want to tell you that you spilled champagne all
over. Go on, I'm waiting. Tell her.
What are you getting excited about? What are you, nuts or something? Calm down.
Sorry, Lori. I can't let this man blackmail me.
Blackmail?
Wants me to print a dirty little smear item in exchange for keeping his mouth shut.
About what?
Foolishly, Lori. I hope you'll understand that. Cigarette girl. I was kidding around. With the girl, I mean. I was kidding. She took it seriously. It...
case of bad judgment, bad taste. I'm just sorry, that's all.
Your friend, Hunsek. You tell him for me he's a disgrace to his profession. Never mind about my bilious private life. I run a decent, responsible column. That's the way it stays.
Your man prints anything. Use any spice to pepper up his daily garbage. You tell him I said so.
Tell him that, like yourself, he's got the scruples of a guinea pig and the morals of a gangster.
What do I do now? Whistle Stars and Stripes forever?
What you do now, Mr. Falco, is crow like a hen. You have just laid an egg. Leo, this is the first clean thing I've seen you do in years.
The problem for all these subliminal tape manufacturers is that if the signal is well within the audible range of stimulation, it sticks out of the audio matrix designed to mask it.
I don't know that you've ever seen that part of me. You've only, unfortunately, seen me feeling very unconfident and hurt and sensitive. And that's definitely a part of my personality, but I'm also feisty as hell, and I'm also extremely passionate and extremely dynamic. Temperamental and...
the power to decide laws from the citizens of any country who might conceivably consider their own interests, which really are designed to give business power installment plan.
The average North American consumes five times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world.
And the law... in 1998, which extended copyright by 20 years, is known as the Mickey Mouse Copyright Extension Act, because one of the main sponsors of this law was Disney.
It is, I think, beyond the rest of Cormac McCarthy, though son of Cormac McCarthy, like all the pretty horses, is, you know, very good indeed and very readable. But if any living novelist, and I am, you know, a good friend and great admirer of Philip Roth and of Don DeLillo, I'm a lifelong enthusiast for Thomas Pynchon, who has come back magnificently in the wonderful book called Mason and Dixon. But I don't think there is a greater imaginative achievement by a living American writer than Blood Meridian, which is a frightening book. As I remark, the first two times I attempted to read it, I failed. I simply could not take the carnage.
Disney realized that the copyright on Mickey Mouse was going to expire.
Make the world safe for globalization. To impose increasingly unequal, uneven conditions on other countries. For the benefit of transnational corporate investors.
A world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 26 is Buy Nothing Day. www.adbusters.org.
Well, certainly, so balance is a state of equilibrium, yes? You can look up in the dictionary and find that out. It's a state of equilibrium, but it is also a process of becoming that state. Balance is not only the state of equilibrium, it is the process of becoming in that state of equilibrium.
And now, the honor you've been waiting for. Here is William D. Gazzaghorn, president of our country.
Like Andrew Carnegie Gazzaghorn and other great Americans, congratulations on your tough stake. Well done.
Who the hell is that?
If you are seeing
President in 95,
now, as I know you are,
the crowd.
In the comfort of my own backyard, it means the welcome and honorable bringing to a conclusion not only of a historic undertaking unequaled in time, but also to our nation's work up in the sky that took shape out of political reality over the generator ago.
Poor bugger's gone
Even
now.
Though we are now passing on to other more conservative, more entertaining uses of our nation's resource systems, your great achievement reflects on all of us, even those of us who are not involved. And so, a proud and mumbled thank you. And I hope that Mrs. Gazatchhorn and myself and Buddy and Junior Gazatchhorn can all meet with you in person some afternoon or evening in the future. Thank you. Go.
And he means it too, Mark. And now, your military and technical escort will assist in making you as comfortable as possible after your arrival.
Beans me.
When time permits, you will be guided to the nearest transport station or Zeppelin for shipment to any current destination. So, a friendly and personal so long for now.
So that's it? That's
speaking
all there is?
Speaking of the Isidore Company, this has been Freddie Burns.
Well, it's got a mite hazy over the last few years, but it's still a damn good Lloyd for my money. Not that I paid for it.
No. Wait. That's so long, Johnny. Glad you could make it. Don't vid us. We'll vid you.
All except for a check and a couple of medals. I put them right there next to your coffee cup.
Well, I'll be a son of a duck.
I'll drink to that. Come on, fella. Drink up. Have a little hot lava. I'm Java.
Well, if that's it, Tweenie, then... And here's to our immediate retirement.
Okay.
They let me speak through $1 million worth of equipment. Fly planes that cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And test chemicals on human beings for free. So the current Mideast munitions expo underway out in that Vegas East over in Bananistan. A lot of good field demos and archived footage for those busy elsewhere. New metaphysics right here. My little window. Window one. My world. Which you get to experience is whatever the hell you want to do with it. Good luck to you, sir. ZBC out of Newton. .3 FM and .org upstairs. Limping in at a 56K sperm count. Good enough for most people. Partner. So burning, killing, carnage, mutilation, and chemical testing expo going on now. Every 4 years or so. Industry standard. You know that entertainment / sports is only the number two American export. You do realize that, don't you? That includes professional wrestling and underground illegal snuff footage going all the way from here to Scandinavia, back around the back corner countries into Japan, down into the real hellhole of mortal sin and human degradation in the black hole area, and then on over through the South Africa and South American regions, where God knows what goes on down there, and on up the Andes, all the way straight into Television City. God knows what happens there. So this Killing Globe happening now. I myself have other plans, however. And my mission has not been canceled. I have to remind everyone about that. Don't get in the way of my mission. (617) 552-4686 If you want to check in with your imprint and get a ride inside, first half hour free.
Retirement. What a dear word. Yep. I remember the day they brought the simulator in here to show that thing first time. It was lonely even then. Nobody had come out to the museum since 89. Too busy.
Trini?
Too much to do at home.
Trini, this coffee.
Yeah, good and strong. Yeah, that's the way I like it.
I feel faint.
He fell right over.
You really need a system if you're going to make it work. You kind of learn to trust your own handwriting. That becomes an important part of your life. You write yourself notes, and where you put your notes, that also becomes really important. You need like a jacket that's got like six pockets in it, particular pockets for particular things. You just kind of learn to know where things go and how the system works. And you have to be wary of other people writing stuff for you that's not going to make sense or is going to lead you astray. I mean, I don't know, I guess people try and take advantage of somebody with this condition. If you have a piece of information which is vital, writing on your body instead of on a piece of paper can be the answer. It's just a permanent way of keeping a note.
The average North American consumes 5 times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India.
Who is this?
WZBC out of Newton. Getting ready for Thanksgiving now. It's coming. Armageddon for American wild pheasants. Every year, gotta wipe them out, man. And then sleep hearty on those turkey hormones all together. This great land of ours. New Metaphysics. Harry Geiserman. Strapped to the axes of fate, guiding the ship.
If proof were needed that actors are people, it would be their deep resentment to this situation. For all members of our species, not to be regarded as human is a severe threat.
WZBC.org 617-552. They have a telephone. You should have at least a few other electronic devices on at the same time. It would help. It would show that you care.
Protections, break down their regulations, break down their development, especially in the third world when there's no longer a Soviet Union to compete against, when we were sort of allowing some development in the third world so they wouldn't go communist and all that sort of thing. That's all been dropped now. We don't want third world competitors. We don't want them building up their tannery industries or their cement factory industries or their construction industries or their chemical industries. We don't want, or their pharmaceuticals or any of that stuff. Those become competing forms.
Well,
so,
in a minute we'll need to get, that was the voice of Michael Parenti.
To help during World War II with the sabotage on the docks in New York. We'll
that's
be back, Jim, in a second with Jim Mars with some call. From Oklahoma, O-K-L-O-H-O-M-A.
I would like to ask Jim, how can the... Hello?
Yeah, we're
hello.
Here. We can
how
hear you.
How can the American government legally withhold all this information from us? None of us believe that Warren report. And I'll tell you another thing. That's when the American people started losing faith in their government. I don't believe for one minute that Warren report was correct, and I don't think there's very many people that do.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and as long as the government and their hired psychopaths like Gerald Posner keep trying to cram the lone assassin theory down everybody, this deterioration in faith and confidence in government is going to continue.
You know, Jim, I read a few months ago that 89% of the American people do not believe the Warren Commission. Unfortunately, the other 11% are in the press or the government.
So I've been watching things. Aside from the usual barriers to expression, some get through. So, you know, it's a bizarre and exotic kind of gauntlet routine, the Matrix. I gotta tell you. Now, maybe they haven't so far, in which case they fall under the question of how real is the past. since we know that it's not real at all, it could help tempt us towards a rationalization for relating to the past differently. Of course, we've learned to realize that that's bogus and that a responsible person wouldn't enjoy doing that. So the good guys win. Truth, beauty, and the American way. Or the human way. That's what I heard, man. Just telling you. This is highly regarded intelligence. Passing it on. What more can I tell you?
We are the most voracious consumers in the world.
So how does it feel to have evil parents and live in a really nice house and have frozen popsicles and things, bleached toilet paper, so rich you can eat shit and come back for more? That's how rich you are. Such a bilious coating of fat. It renders all sensibilities about bodies into total nonsense. And then comes back for more. I tell ya. Always more, baby.
Our next caller is David from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Hi, Dave.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I was going to ask about Dorothy Kilgallen. And
Go ahead. Do you want to know the circumstances of her mysterious death?
Yeah.
Okay, Jim?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
We got this question. Thank you for calling, David. The Kilgallen case.
Right. I think Dorothy Kilgallen is definitely one of the deaths that can definitely be described as strange and certainly convenient for anybody who wanted to keep the truth of the assassination buried. She was the only newsman to get a face-to-face private interview with Jack Ruby, and the way she did that was by sweet-talking Judge Joe Brown in Dallas, and he allowed her to go back in his private chambers and meet with Ruby. And when she came out, she told close friends and associates that she was going to break the Kennedy assassination wide open, okay? But before she could do that, she died of a very strange overdose of drugs and of alcohol, and it was, I think it was ruled accidental, but her biographer, Lee Israel, did an extensive look into her death and decided that it was very, very suspicious
and
very strange. Yes.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, in Posner's book, he says that she didn't have an interview with him alone, and he also doesn't mention that her good friend was bludgeoned to death, who she told about it. Another thing, that's what Posner does, he'll leave out, you know, important elements of these key facts. We're going to go to Dana in California, Jim. Dana?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Yes. Mr. Mars, I read your book. It's very well researched. I wanted to comment about the eyewitnesses that supposedly saw a man dressed as a police officer on the knoll, and even in the some of the tapes you can see the people running towards that area, even a Dallas police officer's gun drawn, thinking that the assassin was in that area. Could you extrapolate on that a little bit, please?
Thank you,
Absolutely.
Dana.
In the photograph taken by bystander Mary Mormon, at almost the moment of the fatal headshot, in the background of that, in strictly a blow-up, this is not computer enhancement, this is not, you know, some computer model, this is strictly a photographic blow-up. I'm going to hold this up, and I don't know if you could see this, but this is a blow-up of the area behind the fence on the grassy knoll, and as you can see, it plainly appears to be a man. Here's his face, and he's wearing what appears to be a dark shirt with a shiny object on his chest. And this is what has become known as Badge Man. Now, this photographic evidence, along with eyewitnesses who said a shot came from behind the fence,
I put my hand in my pocket. What do I feel? 110 stories of concrete and steel.
Any reasonable person that there was probably somebody shooting from behind the fence. And, of course, from the position behind the fence, if he had struck Kennedy in the head, Kennedy would have fallen violently.
I like to watch
left and
that plain shaped hole.
Exactly,
really gets me hot. But the big ball of fire is the money shot. I like to watch the plane going in.
The Thornton reaction, which an English doctor came up with, that someone was hit in the spine, Kennedy's hands went up, he didn't clutch his throat as though he were shot. It's really getting exotic with the... Well, how do you explain... what is
I
your
like
take
to watch
on Kennedy's
the plane shooting out,
up,
people dive into the
how
street while I play
well,
with
I
my meat.
Aware of this medical phenomena, this effect that you talk of, but I can tell you that years ago, way back in the early 70s, or mid-70s, once the Zapruder film became available...
My steel melted and my tower
and
is coming down.
That Kennedy does not clutch at his throat. His hands are balled
the New
like
York
this,
skyline will never
like
be
this.
The same.
It is consistent with a shot in the back. But again, we're talking about the back shot.
But the guys who flew those planes had fucking amazing aims. I like to watch. There must have been a reason, but I don't understand.
So Posner changes this and says that it came almost on a straight line. But if it came on a straight line, how could it come from 60 feet in the air, sixth floor of the depository building? And also, how could it go down and strike Connally, who was sitting lower than Kennedy because he was on a fold-down jump seat?
Why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland. I like to watch the plane going in. I like to watch the plane shooting out.
Caldwell wants to see you, Mr. Caldwell.
I see Bartha gave you cold tongue for supper.
I got a late date with it,
Dave.
Hey, look,
wait a minute.
If you're trying to blow this brawl into one item for your column, forget it.
By the way, what's this I hear about J.J.? Giving you the flip gun treatment to shut you out of his column. Why?
You don't know that lunatic yet. Whims, egotistic whims. He's like the gag. You got him for a friend. You don't need an enemy. That's what my beef with Leo Bartha was about. Leo, I says, JJ froze me out. So I'm eating humble pie this month. Please print me an item.
And instead, he printed his heel on your face, huh?
Full of human feelings.
Turn the record over, Sidney. Like most of the human race, I'm bored. I'd go a mile for a chuckle.
Well, 2 miles for a pretty girl.
Three? And you're really washed up with Hunsaker, huh?
This is how much I'm washed up with Hunsaker. Look, Otis. I make no brief about my bilious private life, but he's got the morals of a guinea pig and the scruples of a gangster.
Fine, fat, dirty item. What is it about?
A kid named
Dallas, he runs a dinky jazz quintet. But he happens to be keeping company with JJ's screwball sister.
It's a real goodie if, like me, you want to club JJ. He's got his TV tomorrow. He'd read it before rehearsals.
I want to clobber JJ.
Trouble is, I can't think of a good reason why I should print anything you give me. I can't even think of a bad reason.
Suppose I introduce you to a lovely reason. It's both good and bad, and available.
I'm not an unreasonable man.
Potential, the unknown, the mystery, the possible, the wild. In our time, the anthropocentric paradigm is dominant. Humans are placed on top of a biological pyramid. As a species, we have become almost entirely self-absorbed. In our time, language, culture, religions, the media we look at, listen to, and read, it's all about us, in our time. Deep ecologists say this self-absorption is not only limiting, but dangerous. It wasn't always this way. Gary Snyder wrote in memory of Paul Shepard that he was a kind of poet of lost and future possibilities. Shepard was a conservation activist in the 1950s and 60s, a writer, thinker, and visionary human ecologist. His books include The Tender Carnivore, The Sacred Game, and Nature and Madness. Paul Shepard.
I see the domestication of plants and animals, which is, of course, a form of slavery, beginning around perhaps 10,000 years ago, as probably the greatest catastrophe that ever was brought about by humankind on Earth.
Mission accomplished! I better call control before I get deflated by... Oops!
Process of becoming equal. In fact, balance is indeed an elusive term, and therefore you can understand perhaps why it's not so clearly, more clearly understood, because you never have it. You are always becoming, but you never have it. No one is ever there. I'm balanced now. I'm done. Yes, I'm gyroscopically balanced, and nothing comes. You're always becoming more. Always becoming more balanced. Balance is a state of being, and it is a state of doing, and therefore, by its very implication, involves the feminine and the masculine energy. But not in a state of equality, in a state of becoming equal. None of you is fully balanced, totally equal, male and female, female and male. You are becoming more and more, augmenting one and letting the other fall, and then bringing the other back, and bringing it constantly in this state of trying to establish and reaching that balancing that you're looking for. Now it is more important to let the feminine energy rise and be there, and so that is more heavily influencing you, whether you're male or female. And now is the time to let that masculine energy soar and reach and stretch far beyond that which is the feminine, and therefore bringing it in and surpassing. All part of this balancing act, all part of this establishing an equilibrium, shifting, changing weights, shifting, changing emphasis, shifting, changing reality. Balance is something that you are always becoming, continuously working toward, never achieving. And perhaps that action, the difference between the stagnation of something that is balanced, boom, and the action of something that is continuously balancing, is the vital difference and perhaps the key to the secret of balance.
Say we talked before? I don't remember that.
Yeah, but it's not amnesia. I remember everything up until my injury. I just can't make new memories. So I can't remember talking to you.
What did we talk about?
Oh, Sammy Jenkins.
I guess I tell people about Sammy to help them understand.
Sammy's story helps me understand my own situation.
Well, Sammy wrote himself endless amounts of notes. But he got mixed up.
I have a more graceful solution to the memory problem.
I'm disciplined and organized. I use habit and routine to make my life possible. Sammy had no drive, no reason to make it work.
Me?
Yeah. I got a reason.
Isn't that the greatest part of it all? You didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
No, I did. Yeah.
But I didn't do anything extraordinary. There was nothing extraordinary there. I prayed with her. You know, the son called me up before she died. Would you celebrate my mother's mass? I can't do it. I said, I wish I could. I can't do anymore. I said, are you with your mother now? I said, I can pray with her right now. She's in the coma. Then, and he works everything out. Well, Blessed
going
Faustina,
up.
You're soon going to be Saint Faustina. And we knew you'd been there
already
in our own heart of hearts.
That's
but
right.
Now we wait for the church, and the church
has
already said yes. So we wait for the day,
and
we can rejoice and call you Saint Faustina. And we pray that the mercy of Jesus would be bestowed upon all of us, because, oh God, if we ever needed anything in 1990...
Orange. Computer security criteria, DoD standards. Pink shirt book, guide to IBM PCs, so-called due to the nasty pink shirt that I wear on the cover. Devil book, Unix Bible.
What's that?
Dragon book, compiler design.
Yeah?
The red book, NSA trusted networks, otherwise known as the ugly red book that won't fit on a shelf.
Hi.
Anything good?
Depends. Can you read?
Yes, Sydney. You sound happy, Sydney. Why should you be happy when I'm not? How do you spell Picasso, the painter? One S or two?
Two.
An item, he goes out with three-eyed girls.
You know, it'd be nice if you mentioned R-O-B-A-R-D, Robards Jazz Joint. It's his 20th anniversary.
Now, don't begrudge it to me, J.J. I owe him a lot of favors. I think you understand that the Dallas skull is badly dented. Oh, yeah, very bad. Starting today, you can play marbles with his eyeballs. Now, don't begrudge it to me, J.J. Mention Robard. We shall see what we shall see, Sidney. And, Sidney, don't use his phone anymore. I have a nervous system.
Information for me.
Is that what your little note says?
Yeah.
Must be tough living your life according to a couple of scraps of paper. You mix your laundry list with your grocery list and you'll end up eating your underwear for breakfast. I guess that's why you have those freaky tattoos.
Yeah, it's tough. It's almost impossible. Look, I'm sorry I don't remember you. It's nothing personal.
I do have information for you. You gave me a license plate number. Had my friend at DMV trace it. Guess what name came up? John Edward Gammel, John G.
Do you know him?
No. But his face on his driver's license looked really familiar. I think he's been in the bar, maybe. Here's a copy of his license, his registration, photo and all. Are you sure you want this?
Have I told you what this man did?
Yeah.
Well, then you shouldn't have to ask.
But even if you get revenge, you're not going to remember it. You're not even going to know that it happened.
My wife deserves vengeance. It doesn't make any difference whether I know about it. Just because there are things I don't remember doesn't make my actions meaningless. The world doesn't just disappear when you close your eyes, does it? Anyway, maybe I'll take a photograph to remind myself. Get another freaky tattoo.
Hello, how do you read me?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
You are never balanced. Boom. You are always in the state of continuously balancing.
Break past all that every now and then to realize, I think so.
And that's our native state. We're always so busy and we're stressful, we're running around and we're oblivious to it, and often cancer suddenly stops you and deepens you.
It's raining broken glass. While I sit on my ass, my steel melted and my tower is coming down. I'd almost had enough of watching planes explode until they showed it in reverse, and I had to shoot my load.
Look in any Yellow Pages. Under Yellow Pages, there are no listings.
And they don't want that to ever happen, because they make a lot of money from that copyright.
Fortunately, we can move the clock back. The time is not yet. Let us pray that it never happens in our country. Before we meet the members of the American Legion Post 279 who helped make this picture possible, I'd just like to say that it gives me a great deal of satisfaction to represent two outstanding shopping centers in California, the shopping hub of the San Gabriel Valley in West Arcadia, and the Whittier Quad Shopping Center in Whittier, California, because they are concrete expressions of the practical idealism that built America. When you visit these two fine shopping centers, you'll find more than 80 beautiful stores with sparkling assortments, an attractive atmosphere, and of course, plenty of free parking for all the cars that we capitalists seem to acquire.
I put my hand in my pocket. What do I feel? 110 stories of concrete and steel I like to watch.
And of course, plenty of free parking for all the cars that we capitalists seem to acquire.
That plane-shaped pole really gets me hot. But the big ball of fire is the money shot I like to watch. I like to watch
your
the plane going in.
Sets in this package are different.
I like to watch
very different.
The plane shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat.
My steel melted and my tower is coming down. New York skyline will never be the same, but the guys who flew those planes had such an amazing aim.
I like to watch. Low hearing thresholds, as most solar manufacturers do.
I like to watch.
Probably too low for significant input into the brain.
There must have been a reason, but I don't understand it. Why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland? I like to watch. It's raining broken glass while I sit on my ass. My steel melted and my tower is coming down. Had enough of watching planes explode until they showed it in reverse, and I had to shoot my load. I like to watch. I like to watch. Now my hands all sticky, and I cannot find a rag. I guess I'll have to use the American flag. I like to watch. I like to watch.
Dr. Katz's office? Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Listen, is my dad around? Because I'm at the hardware store, and I'll tell you something. This guy's giving me a hard time about returning some items I got last night, and, you know...
My steel melted, and my tower is coming down.
Says refund, but he said no. I can't argue with him, because you can't argue with no.
Ben?
And I think what I need is my dad here, because... It's his credit card, and he has
his name on it, and I forged his signature last night, and now they're saying, oh, you're not this guy. Not, but that's not the point. So I'll have to have my dad... Is my dad there?
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to him?
No.
Busy, BC. Sneaking in on it. Coming from behind. Provide analogs in two extra dimensions to outwit the security measures in the strange, strange storyline. Still arcing. Right through city streets, going through the canyons. Of course, they already know what they're going to do. The tensors. They're like song lines in the Freudian unconscious. Now fully contained on your own hard drive. No longer can you claim innocence, because it's... I'm sorry, officer, it wasn't on my disc. You can't do that anymore. You got it all, my friend. The entire subconscious of this world is indexed already for you. It's all there. All the rivers through the avenues of space-time. And all those strange triangulations, conglomerates of meaning. Those little devils, man. Almost made a clean getaway. Here comes one of those fuckers. So just keep that in mind out there.
In order to have that co-creator capacity, you must be open and willing and able to function intuitively.
I am sorry. Intuition does not exist. Just remember that when you swallow a prescription drug from the man or sign on a dotted line of a government out office of legal affairs, your municipality. Next time you open your mouth, even to breathe, keep it in mind. I have subcutaneous implants to help you keep it in mind, as it were. I don't know exactly when those are going to kick in. I've been testing those for quite some wars now. Keep that in mind out there.
Now, the original title of this talk was supposed to be Copywriting Globalization. And if you look at globalization, what you see is that it's carried out by a number of policies which are done in the name of economic efficiency.
You know how long I've been standing here?
No.
I got a prostate, looks like an old Chicago Bears practice ball.
Religious time on planet America these days. Final scene of the War of the Worlds, circa 1950s, where the only solace is a church from the marauding enemy overpowering us in our fortress of the noble. Save the world, and look what they try to do to you. What kind of appreciation is that, my friends? But it's a good story. It was pitched to the right people, and, well, the money was there for it. Very popular indeed. Thank you.
Mr. Cummings, I'm only Mr. Hunsaker's secretary. No, nor do I agree that any retraction is necessary. Thank you for calling.
I fail to see what's amusing about these papers.
I'll get the boss to sign them.
They're important.
He said that 6 times. That's why I'm smiling.
Hello, Mary, my darling. And what are you up to today?
That's a question I usually like to ask you. Your secretary phoned.
About what?
Something about a Frank D'Angelo trying to reach you. What's the matter? Manager Susie's boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this? Otis Elwood's column today? The dreamy marijuana smoke of a lad who heads a highbrow jazz quintet is giving an inelegant odor to that elegant East Side club where he works. That's no way for a card-holding party member to act. Moscow won't like it, you naughty boy.
Sydney Farco office.
Hello, Sally. I got your message. If D'Angelo calls, tell him I'll be back at the office around noon. Right.
Could this be that boy?
Dallas? Could be. Doesn't look like a flyer to me.
If it's true, JJ's gonna hit the ceiling.
Can it be news to you that J.J.'s ceiling needs a new plaster job every 6 weeks?
Sydney. You know, J.J. doesn't like people who look at the column proof in advance.
Mary, my darling, I'm not people. There's Falco blood, sweat, and tears in that column. How about dinner tonight?
Bribing me again?
Now, why should I bribe the woman that holds most of my heart?
A real rascal, Sydney. An amusing boy, but you haven't got a drop of respect in you for anything alive. You're so immersed in a theology of making a fast buck. Not that I don't sometimes feel that you yearn for something better.
Mary, don't try and sell me the Brooklyn Bridge. I happen to know it belongs to the Dodgers.
Oh, I don't mind you looking at the column in advance, so long as J.J. doesn't know. But don't do it like a little boy stealing gum from a slot machine.
I put this item in about the comic. There's a more hilarious, funny man around than Herbie Temple at the palace. You'll have to pardon us for not catching the name. We were too busy screaming. Does this Temple have a press agent?
No. It's one of J.J.'s occasional beaux gestes. Evidently, the fellow's funny, so he gave him a plug.
What's your favorite ribbon for your favorite chocolate?
Let's wait till Christmas. It's more legitimate then.
Know what a Jezebel is? I found it the other day in the dictionary. It says, an immoral, shameless, impudent woman. And from now on, that's going to be us, the Jezebel. Yeah!
Hey,
yeah.
Hi. Terrific. That'll scare crabs to death. You got another big plan up your sleeve, Maggie?
Maybe. Donut, bunny. We're going to take a trip across town.
Over there, Manny. Huh, they're both out all right.
That old tweenie's nothing but a damp rag.
Well, fold him up neat. They might want to use him again. Then take the big guy outside and put him in the sling so Mr. M can hoist him up to the Zep. I'll find the memory loops.
Well, they're probably in the hot room with his face closed.
Nope. These are them all over the floor here.
Hey, give me a hand with the gent's feet, Manny.
All right, all right.
The time is now 5:55.
What about the clock,
time
lady?
Time to continue to
leave
make
it.
News
they can
together.
Tell if you turn it off.
On
look out,
Chip
Dummy. Hold his head up. I'll
system.
Come back for the loop for loop.
Who are you calling a dummy?
Good morning, Tweenie, darling. This is Lady Anne, the Happy Home Service of Adult Systems Unlimited. This morning, we're featuring real coverage of the revolt on Garbage Island. More about the giant parakeets and events as they happen.
The return of Pegasus Alpha in the pre-dawn hours this morning from its 20-year voyage to what was then called Planet X was marked, or marred today, by the apparent abduction of its only occupant, a volunteer Arconaut with no previous experience in outer space. When met by a government tweenie at the abandoned space museum, the pilot was recovering from his artificial welcome and preparing to tell his story to important news people everywhere when he evidently disappeared. Also allegedly missing are the valuable memory loops containing the complete record of the Pegasus' long tour.
Bugs in the water, and the biggest birthday cake in the world after this time check from today's favorite energy source, carbon recycling.
At the hole, the time is 6 a.m., Eastern Zip Zone.
Here is a piece of mandatory advice from our Vice President of Pollution Management.
Listeners, we are so happy that you purchased this entertainment loop or capsule from among the millions available.
912 has a blown canopy, is that a firm?
913,
negative, the canopy got cracked in 5-8 fueling. The speed curtain, the ejection speed curtain came out of the clip. And the pilot is holding it down to the back of the station with the back. He's moving up against it. We're something
right now. We're over here about hand book. We'll be there in about 5 minutes. We'd like to come aboard as soon as possible. However, don't delay or launch or anything for us. All right,
do
we have a ready deck at this time? Turning into the wind for you now. How far out are you? 26 miles now, sir.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Elusive, yes. Containable, yes. And the avenue, the way that you achieve, that you find, that you begin to discover, that you get on the scent and trail of this balance, through the masculine and through the feminine energy. And therefore, let's begin our pursuit of balance by very quickly, and we mean that, reviewing the principles that are the masculine and the feminine principles. We talked of them at length last month, but very quickly realized that there are seven qualities that relate to the chakra centers, that relate to the chakra centers of what is it is to be masculine energy, not male, and feminine energy, not female. The first of these qualities in the male energy, in the masculine energy, is a quality of willing, acting, manifesting. While on the feminine side, the balancing energy to that, the balancing energy to that masculine energy is that of imagining, that of feeling, and that of desiring. That of desiring. These energies speak to the security, to the first chakra, to the first energy that is within you. To begin your pursuit of awareness, to begin your journey of growth, by whatever name you give that growth, you must begin with will and action, and with manifestation, you must begin with imagination, feeling, and desire. The second energy that is masculine is the energy that creates form to force content in order to fill the space or the context of your life. Whereas masculine energy creates form to force content, feminine energy, on the other hand, gathers content to force form. Masculine energy creates form to force the content. Feminine energy gathers content to force the form. The feminine energy is working to create the context, while the masculine energy has been working to fill it. The third quality that is the masculine energy, as you remember from when we spoke before, is that masculine energy is constantly shaping and reshaping, forming and reforming, structuring and restructuring, all for the pursuit of new form. New form, new structure. Whereas the feminine energy is creating and then allowing itself to be created, nurturing and allowing itself to be nurtured, loving and allowing itself to be loved. Just to create. Not to create form, but just to create. And these energies relate to the third chakras, the chakras that are dealing with the expression of interaction. See, the first chakra is that of security, and therefore that of will and action, and imagination and feeling, that of manifesting, and that of desiring behind that manifestation. The second chakra is that of pleasure, and therefore has to do with creating form to force the content, or in gathering content to force the form, to fill or to create the context, the ambience, the state of being and doing in your life. Has to do with all kinds, therefore, of pleasure. The third chakra, that of interrelationships, interrelating with others and you and your world. The emotions, yes, but those emotions of interaction, which have to do with forming, reforming, nurturing and being nurtured. Creating new structure and creating. The fourth energy that is masculine is an energy that we call dynamically creating, explosively creating, powerfully, quantumly creating. Where ba-bam, something is in your reality. Whereas the feminine energy that corresponds to this fourth chakra concern of love is that of the abilities. We call them the abilities. The abilities to create. The ability to act. The ability to love. The ability to any number of things. The abilities, not the actions themselves.
Here when you close your eyes, does it?
Creation, the self-love manifestation, and the abilities to even do that.
Tell me about her again.
Why?
Because you like to remember her.
She was beautiful. To me, she was perfect.
No. Don't just recite the words. Close your eyes and remember her.
You can just feel the details. bits and pieces you never bothered to put into words. And you can feel these extreme moments, even if you don't want to. You put these together and you get the feel of a person. Enough to know how much you miss them. And how much you hate the person who took them away.
Roger, 26 miles. Our wheel have a ready deck available when you get here.
901, take a record.
9012, this is Tower. Is it 913's canopy that's broken loose?
9012, that's affirmative.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about now?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
Extremely courageous and strong, and you just see me weeping, sitting on my kitchen counter with my feet in the dishpan, wishing it was a bubble bath. Oh, Alice, I had such a wonderful time when you visited. I do hope you'll come back. And anyhow, my play is just this really, really wonderful thing that's happened in my life. And it was it's still a complete shock that I was cast as the leading lady. My leading man is a consummate actor. He's very, very talented, and I feel greatly honored to be... Oh, there's three red-headed woodpeckers, and a robin, and a mourning dove. Oh, does that mean Emily's pregnant? Because there are three red-headed woodpeckers? Oh, they're so beautiful.
That's not the point. So I'll have to have my dad... Is my dad there?
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to him?
No.
You see? It's happening. People saying no. Hello?
Like all primitive societies, Hollywood has a caste system.
Object is not aggression. We need not become militaristic, but we must keep our army, our navy, our air force at ready strength. We must back up our team for security.
Your mother. The effects are again the cause of a creator. He's the cause of all this creation.
Roger, understand.
And we are the effects. But within us lies something greater than the effect. In religion, it's called a soul. The spirit, call it what you will. Labels are confusing of times and not truly revealing the true nature of one.
However, 913 can transmit, and he's receiving. He just has a little difficulty.
Have I told you about Sammy Jenkins?
Yeah. I'm sick of hearing about the guy. What about John G? You think he's still here?
Who?
Johnny G, the guy you're looking for. I mean, that's why you haven't left town, am I right?
Maybe.
Leonard, look, you have to be very careful. Why? The other day you mentioned that maybe somebody was trying to set you up, get you to kill the wrong guy.
Well, I go on facts, not recommendations, but thank you.
Lenny, you can't trust a man's life to your little notes and pictures.
Why not?
Because your notes could be unreliable.
Memory's unreliable.
Ah, oh, please.
No, really. Memory's not perfect. It's not even that good. Ask the police. Eyewitness testimony is unreliable. The cops don't catch a killer by sitting around remembering stuff.
Right.
They collect facts.
That's not what I'm saying.
They make notes and they draw conclusions. Facts, not memories. That's how you investigate. I know. It's what I used to do. Look, memory can change the shape of a room. It can change the color of a car. And memories can be distorted. They're just an interpretation. They're not a record. And they're irrelevant if you have the facts.
You really want to get this guy, don't you?
Killed my wife. He took away my fucking memory. He destroyed my ability to live.
You're living.
Only for revenge.
Strange physics. Let's take one more call quickly. Gary, get to your question quickly. Thank you.
Hi. Jim, you had mentioned that the federal government had released some more documents on the topic.
Right.
I was wondering, to what extent have they had any bearing on the discoveries that you've made about the material?
Right now, it's too early to tell. It's 180,000 pages of documents, and I certainly haven't had a chance to go through that, and it'll probably be months and years before competent researchers who really know something when they see it will go through there. Right now, reporters have thumbed through there, and they said, we don't see anything that changes anything one way or another.
Also, Jim, they've held on to like a couple hundred thousand documents.
Exactly.
For no
the
apparent
CIA
reason.
Has at least 25,000 documents that they're still withholding, and I still have the question I had back in 1960, in the 60s, which is, if it was Oswald by himself with no connection to anybody, what's the purpose of hiding away all these thousands and thousands
exactly.
of pages of documents?
Right wing issues here. The FBI have been many times documented. I wanted to quickly go to Norman. Tell us, what about we're expecting retaliations from the U.S., and what have we done with previous retaliations?
Yeah, I think it's a key point. It should be on the agenda of progressives everywhere to try to prevent retaliation. I mean, for one thing, even if retaliation goes to somebody who had some involvement in this, you can bet that what they did today is, in their mind, retaliation for something else. And so it just has only the promise of escalating and more destruction. But quite often when the U.S. has, quote-unquote, retaliated, it has been on the basis of fabrication. For instance, when Clinton, early in his administration, bombed Baghdad over a supposed plot to kill former President Bush when he was going to go to Kuwait, that evidence evaporated. And then in August 1998, when the Clinton administration fired 13 cruise missiles on Khartoum in Sudan at basically a pharmaceutical plant, and claimed that it had something to do with Osama bin Laden and the manufacturing of precursor chemicals to make VX nerve gas, that totally fell apart. There were independent investigations from the chair of the Boston University Chemistry Department, others from ex-CIA agents even, who worked for an international investigative firm, Carl O'Gara, and they found that there was no scientific evidence at all linking that plant to production of chemical weapons, and no financial, political, or terrorist ties between that plant and bin Laden. And it didn't matter, because we have such an Orwellian news media that the lies were never caught up with by the truth.
Roger, I heard him transmitting just a minute ago. Pretty noisy, though.
Remember Sammy Jankis?
I met Sammy through work. Insurance, I was an investigator. I'd investigate the claims to see which ones were phony. I had to see through people's bullshit. It's useful experience, because now it's my life.
when I meet someone, I don't know if I've met them before. I have to just look in their eyes and try and figure them out. My job taught me the best way to find out what someone knew was just let them talk and watch the eyes and the body language. If someone scratches their nose while they're talking, experts will tell you it means they're lying. It really means they're nervous. People get nervous for all sorts of reasons. It's all about context.
Yeah.
Fifth energy that is masculine is the energy that seeks, the energy that seeks and searches meaning, understanding and meaning in life, while the feminine energy that corresponds is the energy that allows perception, and that deals with expression. Fifth chakra. Expression. A natural state for the male energy number 6 is to provide. To provide from the earliest cave people. We didn't say caveman. The earliest cave people, there was the urge in each of them to provide. Men to provide and women to provide. That urge is the masculine urge that is present in both of you. How that urge is expressed may vary, but the urge itself is the masculine energy to provide. And the desire to protect is the masculine energy. To provide and to protect, whether that is done by a man or a woman, is a masculine energy that you both have equal rights to. None of you need to be disenfranchised from that right to provide, that right to protect. It is not reserved for one sex over the other. The feminine correspondent to this sixth chakra intuitiveness, automatic instinctive nature, is to balance, to bring things into a state of equilibrium, to constantly be seeking that sense of balance. Whether a man or a woman be the facilitator, conciliator, it is a feminine energy that seeks that balance. And spiritual energy to do and the spiritual energy to be.
Roger, 912, this is Tower. Did 913 lose all the plexiglass out of his canopy?
But whatever it is, whatever you may name it, you must admit there is something there bigger than your eyes, than your senses, than yourself.
You cut the aid to the five Central American countries right away. So we were punished by making peace instead of being rewarded for having had the courage to silence the guns.
Costa Rica abolished its military in the 1940s, and Arias has stated that his country's best defense is to be defenseless. Although he doesn't think not having a military necessarily is a good idea for larger nations, Arias says he sees it as a positive for smaller countries like his own.
It's a pity that, for instance, Washington is not encouraging that. Just the opposite. Washington is selling arms indiscriminately. And now I just read that President Bush wants the U.S. Congress to get rid of all the restraints that the U.S. administration still has.
Talking about now.
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Look, memory can change the shape of a room, it can change the color of a car. And memories can be distorted. They're just an interpretation, they're not a record. They're irrelevant if you have the facts.
I checked in here, but I think I've misplaced my key.
How you doing, Leonard?
Well,
Probably in the room, right?
see my key anywhere.
Oh, shit. That's the wrong room. You're in 304 now. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
This is not my room?
No. Come on, let's go.
And why is this my handwriting?
This was your room, but now you're in 304.
When was I in here?
Last week. But then I rented you another room on top of it.
Why?
Business is slow. I mean, I told my boss about your condition and stuff, and he said try and rent him another room.
So how many rooms am I checked into in this shithole?
Just two. So far.
Free trade treaties, which really are designed to give business power over laws and policies.
That might sound a little manipulative, and that's okay, because it's a way that you can move into the world of the two by saying, this is how I can be loved, so they can have some reassurance around that. So often with twos, they can feel this real imbalance because they're giving so much to you. And at the same time, after a while, if you don't give back to them, they can be really angry.
Oh my goodness. Oh, there are four. It's twins. Oh, I hope you understand. You can picture in your mind, I'm looking out that kind of garden window in my kitchen, and all the trees now have leaves on them. The persimmon tree has these big, shiny, flat leaves, and the peach tree has these long, kind of crinkly, skinny leaves, and all the blossoms have gone, except on the berry vines are all white blossoms right now, all over the blackberry and all the berry vines. But the apple tree and the pear tree, all the trees have their leaves now. The fig tree and the apple tree, all.
And, you know, I have to leave it there. That was Norman Solomon, a syndicated media columnist. We've also been joined in the studio.
Well, it's only a year. That's not so bad. We'll be out in a year. And then we'll be back.
Could be fun. You won't have to worry about your meals or what you're going to do Saturday nights. And they do shows.
Yeah, we could put on a show. Maybe Bye Bye Birdie or My Fair Lady. Yeah, Elaine. You could be Liza Doolittle.
Why don't you just blow it out your... Jill from prison. You think that would make up for the other ones?
Sure.
Because you only get one call. The prison call is like the king of calls.
I think that would be a very nice gesture.
Uh-oh. I got it. It's out.
See, now, to me, that button is in the worst possible spot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The second button is the key button. It literally makes or breaks the shirt. Look at it. It's too high. It's in no man's land.
Haven't we had this conversation before?
You think?
I think we have.
Yeah, maybe we have.
I want to go ahead.
Roger. What do you think about the advisability of landing 913 on the beach rather than on the ship because of the possibility of the face curtain flopping loose carrier landing?
Discoveries of preceding years. He mixes sculpture and painting in a series of colored reliefs. Returning to the traditional technique of bronze casting, he makes a sculpture of a head-like glass, torn open to reveal its interior and topped by an actual absinthe spoon.
Seven on them that are masculine, from that energy to will to the state of being. Seven of them that are feminine, from that state of imagination to that state of being. From will to doing, from imagination to being. These are the principles, these are the energies, these are the vibrations that comprise that matrix that is masculine and that matrix which is feminine. And these energies, in their configuration, are available to all of you. Whether you choose to be a man or a woman, does not matter. You have access to all of these energies. And they're there for you to discover, for you to explore, for you to bring into harmony. And as you bring them into that state of harmony, as you allow them to work together, not being one or the other, but allowing them to work together, you create a harmonic that is you. That is you. A tone that is you. Of these seven components of one matrix, combined with the seven components of the other matrix, the two matrices come together to form you, a tone, a harmonic tone that is you.
But tell them how you can hear it that'll work and encourage them to express it more from a place where they're owning their anger.
It often comes out sideways, is forgetting something that they're supposed to do for you by being stubborn, by withdrawing, neglecting, or blaming you.
So therefore, even to give that collective unconscious a slip, to step out of it into what? Into the intuitive realm, yes. You must use intuition to get there. How illogical.
Canvas of the spring is a life-size smoker. With typical Picasso imagination, the man's shirt is made from a bedspread. That June, Picasso takes the train to Avignon. After 5 years of abstraction, he has begun to feel the lure of realism.
Got this whole thing going with people on acid. I just like what happens, you know?
Yeah?
They're groovy people.
Well, that's nice, but, you ready to go, man?
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Come on.
I'll see you. Look, maybe I'll see you later.
Well, have a nice trip.
Could sell weapons to former dictatorships like, or current dictatorships like. A good example is Pakistan, for instance. And certainly many violators of human rights, but the U.S. is not very consistent on all these issues, as you are aware.
Arias says that sometimes he resents the fact that with a little bit of leadership from the U.S. administration in Washington, many countries could be spending much less on the military and be spending much more on education.
So his feedback, what it feels like to be on the other end of that expression.
Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
And that was called the Big Bang.
Yes, we picked up the radio signal from that on our Super Heterodyne Electric Radio Wave Detector and Direction Finder, the SERWDAVF for short.
CBC with the W. ZBC.org, double U's. And if you're remote viewing the internet broadcast, you might want the K. Chris, you should feel free to translate this into any language you have to, so that the communication is successful. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Just reclining here after a nice bowl of crack. Kind of puts you beside yourself a little bit in this hectic urban pace that we all find ourselves. Of course, what do you do when the left hand is the right hand and knows nothing? Adam Newton, WZBC.
Hey, guys. Interfering with the signal for you. As per regs from the Ministry of Dual Image. Coming at the end of the first feature, don't try and figure it out. It's a logic-based context. And when you find yourself directed to the edge of the game board, you magically find yourself back in again, because it is a somewhat constricted usage of several key concepts, and therefore subject to all the rules and bylaws of a constrained virtual reality. Self-created. So it's sort of a turning the triangulation on its head, as it were. One of those. So be careful driving out there, my friends. While a somewhat simple sector, it can be confusing. FM. Email for the major, GaryG4@mac.com. I repeat.
And has he any visibility problems, or did any of the glass get in his eyes or anything like that?
GaryG4@mac.com. Important message.
Device can pinpoint the location of a child's walkie-talkie as far away as planet X.
That tone, when then stretched and shrunk and worked this way and worked that way, moved this way and that and the other, is what leads ultimately to the state of balance. And out of that balance can come the symphony, or the full tonation, the full self, that is you.
Oh, wow, gee whiz, look here. You know, we're always fascinated when we find leg irons with no legs in them. Who held the keys, sir?
Me.
Where are those keys at?
I don't know.
Care to revise your statement, sir?
The deal with the yard. I mean, when I was a kid, my mother wanted me to play in the yard, but of course she didn't have to worry about my next door neighbor Tommy sticking a shiv in my thigh. And what's with the lockdown? Why do we have to be locked in ourselves? Are we that bad that we have to be sent to prison? In prison? You would think the weightlifting and the sodomy is enough. So, anyone from Toll Block D?
I am.
I'll talk slower. I'm kidding. I love Cell Block D. My friend George is in Cell Block D. What are you in for, sir?
Murder One.
Murder One? Ooh, watch out, everybody. Better be nice to you. I'm only kidding, sir. Lighten up.
How about you? What are you in for?
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto? Don't steal any of my jokes.
You suck. I'm going to cut you.
Hey, I don't come down to where you work and knock the license plate out of your hand.
All right, Seinfeld, that's it. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Hey, you've been great. See you in the cafeteria.
Is why so many countries are still poor.
Please never forget that the organization I represent includes the highest interest of citizens who are out for a good time.
As you begin to understand these energies and start to detach them from men and detach them from women and allow them to be energies, to sense these masculine energies are something that all women have available to them if they will but use them, and to sense these masculine energies as energies available to all men if they will use them, as well as seeing the feminine energies similarly available to both women and to men. If you will but tap in, if you will but avail yourself, if you will but open your arms to embrace these energies.
We're the ones that have the bomb.
Bomb explodes again in the headlines of the world. Washington, the chairman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Atomic Energy,
in every product. Now, will you help us, please? Dispose of the packaging materials you have just removed very carefully. Debag them, if possible. They are very slightly radioactive. In order to preserve the recorded signals with over 99% fidelity.
Avignon. After 5 years of abstraction, he has begun to feel the lure of realism.
At least you're being honest about ripping me off.
Well, you're not going to remember anyway.
they're not really about free trade. They're about a transfer of power, removing the power to decide laws from the citizens of any country who might conceivably consider their own interests.
Very little scholarship. What there is pretty good, but very little scholarship. Corporate welfare, you search the literature, very little. These are enormously serious diversions of budgets from necessary needs. They're not just unfair corporate rip-offs.
Become an investigator when I came across Sammy. Mr. Samuel R. Jankus. Strangest case ever. Now, the guy's a 58-year-old semi-retired accountant. He and his wife have been in this car accident. Nothing too serious, but he's acting funny. He can't get a handle on what's going on. The doctors find some possible damage to the hippocampus. Nothing conclusive. But Sammy can't remember anything for more than a couple of minutes. Can't work. Can't do shit. The medical bills pile up. His wife calls the insurance company. And I get sent in. Now, this is my first big claims investigation, so I really check into it.
Can I get you some coffee?
Sammy can think just fine, but he can't make any new memories. He can only remember things for a couple of minutes.
This is Mr. Shelby.
He'd watch TV, but anything longer than a couple of minutes was too confusing. He couldn't remember how it began. I like commercials. They were short.
Sammy, it's time for my shot.
The crazy part was, this guy, who couldn't even follow the plot of Greenacres anymore, could do the most complicated things as long as he learned before the accident and as long as he kept his mind on what he was doing. Now, the doctors assure me that there's a real condition called anterograde memory loss or short-term memory loss. It's rare, but legit. But every time I see him, I catch this look, this slight look of recognition, but he says he can't remember me at all. Now, I can read people, and I'm thinking, that actor. So now I'm suspicious, and I'll order more tests.
They wouldn't have a job if it weren't for their tips. And most of us leave them a tip.
Thank you.
912 tower, what posit now?
912, 8 miles. See you. We're right directly on the bow.
Oh, hey there, Naomi. What's that? Oh, yeah. I pretty much have all my boxes packed up, ready to go. Look, I know you're wondering why I'm standing here in your living room with my guitar and microphone, but I wrote this song on the way over to your house today, figuring that we'd never see each other after today, and, you know, I thought I'd just play the song, sort of for old time's sake. So, just sit there on the couch and enjoy it. Here we go. Called me up, I knew that we were through. There was no use talking, there was nothing we could do. I guess it's for the best, at least the best for you. Before we throw the towel in, there's something I'd like to do. Maybe we could screw one last time. Maybe we could screw. Shouldn't have said that, I was feeling so upset. Still, it ain't that crazy, it's not like we just met. But it would be awkward if we were both in bed. So forget I said it, and how about this instead? Maybe you'll go down one last time. Maybe you'll go down one last time. Maybe you'll go down. Said that it was dirty, it was lewd. You're not interested, you're not in the mood. Let me get my records, I have bothered you enough. Still, I don't see the big difference if you just gave me one last hand job. If you just gave me one last hand job, I'm looking for just one last hand job. I really shouldn't have said that, it was just a joke. Should have thought about it a lot before I spoke. But I see that you're not laughing and you don't think it's funny. Would it make a difference if I offered you some money? And we could screw once more. Maybe we could screw. Today is my birthday, and I won the lottery. Oh, and I'm dying of cancer. You know I'm dying of cancer. I think I'm dying of cancer. Come on. Just one kiss. A handshake, then. Fine, how about a slap?
Oh, slap me harder.
Along with the major consumer electronics manufacturers, created SDMI to develop technologies to distribute digital music in ways that could control the consumer's use of that music. One of these technologies is digital watermarks. Watermarks are audible marks that are placed in the music files themselves and ultimately enable technologies that limit the use of the files by consumers. The technologies that have developed so far are all very easily crackable. The facts of this particular case began in September of 2000.
Roger.
When SDMI issued a challenge to the internet community asking them to break and crack their watermarks. Professor Felton and his team took up the challenge and were largely successful. Being good scientists, they then sought to publish their research. They wrote a paper describing their work and submitted it to a peer-reviewed scientific conference called the Information Hiding Workshop that was held in April of this year. The paper was called Reading Between the Lines, Lessons from the SDMI Challenge. Just prior to the conference, however, RIAA and SDMI sent them a threatening letter that claimed that their publication would violate the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, among other claims. The threat was sent to the researchers, but it was also sent to their institutions and to the conference organizers. The result was chaos, and ultimately the researchers withdrew their paper. Verence was heavily involved in the negotiations, making demands that the researchers change their paper to make it much less precise and to convey much less information. The DMCA provisions that are at issue are contained in Section 1201 of 17 U.S.C. The sections relied on by the RIAA and SDMI are the anti-distribution provisions that allegedly prevent the publication or dissemination of information that could assist others to circumvent the technological protection measures placed on digital works.
Sammy couldn't pick up any new skills at all. But I find something in my research. Conditioning. Sammy should still be able to learn through repetition. It's how you learn stuff, like riding a bike. You just get better through practice. It's a completely different part of the brain from the short-term memory. So I have the doctors test Sammy's response to conditioning.
Just pick up any three objects. That's a test? Hey, where were you guys when I did my CPA? Sorry. Ta-da. What the fuck?
It's a test, Sammy.
We'll test this, you fucking quack.
Some of the objects were electrified. That gave him a small shock. They kept repeating the test, always with the same objects electrified. The point was to see if Sammy could learn to avoid the electrified objects, not by memory, but by instinct.
We have two former crusaders about 8 miles ahead. 913 has a canopy that has been shattered. The plexiglass is blown out of it. The ejection seat curtain was extended but did not fire the seat. The pilot has the curtain tucked behind his back and his head and is holding it in position with his body and his head. He will be coming aboard very shortly. Anything is apt to happen, keep your heads up. Personnel not required, get clear of the landing area.
You must use the very thing you're trying to accomplish to get there.
From Earth, it's Gary Geiserman on another so-called day reporting while I smoke copiously from the crack pipe of modern intermediated corporate intermediation, covering the Earth, as it were. Of course, we are fooling around with a few key pivotal concepts. Many important concepts dealing with everyday functioning are involved when you have a dualistic virtual reality that pivots on a interaction between the two, thus implying a single variable as the comfort zone, and you introduce a second variable, all hell can break loose. Out of the Newton, W the ZBC. Taking radio and doing whatever we want to it. Instead of fucking you in the asshole with it. That's not a bad deal.
In order to accomplish it. Yes, very illogical and very wonderful at the other hand, because once you start using intuition to get there, lo, you're already there.
Trust yourself. Trust your own judgment. You can question everything. You can never know anything for sure.
There are things you know for sure.
Such as?
I know what that's going to sound like when I knock on it. I know what that's going to feel like when I pick it up. See? Certainties. It's the kind of memory you take for granted. You know, I can remember so much. The feel of the world. And her... present is trivia, which I scribble down as fucking notes.
Chosen to come in male doesn't mean that you've chosen to work only with those and subliminally with the feminine energy, or that you've chosen to be a woman, vice versa. You've chosen, as human beings, as sparks of consciousness, as pieces of God, Goddess, all that is, you have chosen to work with all 14 components. And rather than squaring off against each other, rather than getting proud of those feminine or proud of those masculine or embarrassed by either of those energies, learn to understand them, learn to embrace them, learn to reach out. To balance after you've established the harmony. Now what happens here? What happens here is this. These energies, and we'll start with the masculine. These energies that are the masculine energy, all seven of them, connect and fit together. They work in a certain relationship with one another. To will, to act.